You're listening to Tim and Jess driving you home thanks to the Gordon. TAFE, the smarter choice. And I've got a special guest in the studio, Kingy from K-Rock Football.
Jess, good afternoon to you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, good. I'm glad I put the right microphone on.
Good start.
No, I've welcomed you in here because we have another special guest joining us on the phone. You probably know him best as the new recruit for the Cats this year. Sean Manor, thank you so much for making some time for us today.
G'day, Jess. G'day, Kingy. Thanks for having me.
Sean, it's been a whirlwind couple of weeks for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, mate, it surely has been. It's been pretty exciting times, but it's just been good to obviously finally get my chance to play at the highest level, and obviously that happened to be in front of 40,000 fans at GMHBA in front of the Joel Selwood stand was pretty exciting, and then to back up in Tommy Stewart's 150th was pretty special as well. So,
I mean, what was that feeling like, cool. Sean? Because, you know, you've waited, you know, a few years now to make your debut in the AFL. You finally get out there. It's in front of, like you said, a huge packed out Joel Selwood stand. Like, tell us about that feeling, running out for the first time with the Cats.
Yeah, to be fair, it's pretty surreal. I've had to watch it back a couple of times just to try and remember it more clearly. But, it was everything I expected and more, to be fair, like running out and hearing the crowd, you know, sing along with the song and cheering and, you know, a few fireworks going off. It was a really cool experience and one I'll cherish forever. But, yeah, also at the same time, I believe it's the start of my journey and I'm hopefully can add a lot more games to it.
Now, I believe there was a nice little moment before the game where you got presented the jumper by somebody who's been very key in your football journey. But it wasn't actually the first time he's presented you a jumper. I believe it's the third time you've had a jumper presented to you before you've debuted with a club.
You were spot on, King. Yeah, it surely was. So, yeah, James Sake, I'm very lucky to have known James for a long time. He was a coach down at Lavington Panthers when I was back home in the Ovens and Murray. Unfortunately, I played for North Albury at the time and he was there. But when I finally went back to my local club at Lavvy, he presented me my jumper there for my first game. And then, when I played at Werribee, it was my first game there, he come and presented it for me there as well, which was really cool. And, yeah, lucky enough, he got to finally coach me there in 2022. Now he's obviously at Bell Park and doing great things there.
Now, when you become an AFL player, when you're on a VFL list or playing local footy, what you eat and drinks, down to the you don't sort of weigh your food and stuff like that, but have you got to AFL level and gone, oh, I can't eat that anymore, or I can't have that can of soft drink? How does it work for adjusting 25, 26 years of habits to in 6 months?
It's a great question. Not like I went out and ate meat pies every night and had a can of Coke or anything, but I've had very good support along my whole life. My wife, she's very, very keen in that, and she makes sure we eat really good food over the past 10 years that we've been together. So it's not like I've eaten bad food or anything, but certainly especially like before and after games, I think you're more key on that, your diet, in terms of making sure you're fueling your body with the right thing. So especially even pre-season training, I sat down with our dietitian Ellen, and like when I before training those big sessions, I would need either have a couple of bits of toast, where now I'm running out of a bit of energy because you're running 15k per session, so I had to fuel the body a bit more with more carbohydrates and a bit more overnight oats and stuff. So you're certainly right, like that certainly has changed, and you're probably a little bit more mindful of what you are fueling your body with, and rather than just grabbing a packet of popcorn out of the cupboard and
popcorn's still good, Sean.
Sure. No, it is, but yeah, there's certainly better options out there.
You played your first full game against Adelaide in round two. What's it looking like for Monday's game against the Hawks? Are you going to be having another full game, do you think?
Yeah, I'm not too sure. That's something you would obviously have to ask the coaching group about. I know we've got quite a healthy list at the moment. We'll get a few boys back this week. So, hopefully I've done enough to either hold my spot or be around the mark. I've obviously thoroughly enjoyed Friday night, and getting out there for a full game was a different experience to playing a sub. But it was, certainly one I enjoyed and just thriving for more and more.
Yeah, Sean, Joel Selwood stand debut round one. Tom Stewart's 150th. Big crowd in Adelaide round two. Easter,
and then this week.
And now Easter Monday and Tom Hawkins 350th. And then I think the following week's Blitzarves and Stanley milestones as well. You're just rolling in at the right time for these big games.
Mate, and we're just quietly, we're 2-0 when I've played, so make sure we've got you that one.
I think it's definitely all you.
No, certainly not. But no, as you said, a lot of like big milestones, and yeah, this weekend's a huge one for the club with Tommy's 350th. I think everyone in Geelong, the whole community knows what he's done for the team and the whole community, I guess, in sense. So 350 games is pretty special, and it's pretty rare that people get there. So yeah, hopefully I'm amongst it. But if not, it's going to be a special night for Tom and his family.
Well, Sean, we wish you the best of luck with the rest of your football career. I look forward to seeing many great things coming from you and with the Cats, hopefully for many, many years.
Certainly, me too. Thanks, Heaps, Jess. Thanks, Kingy. Appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, Sean.
And a big thanks to Kingy as well from K-Rock Football. You'll be broadcasting the whole game on Monday afternoon.
So 2:00 live from the MCG. I think Geelong list boss and football manager now. He was list boss. Andrew Mackey's going to join us in the pregame. But krockfootball.live, just quick plug for that.
Yeah.
Saturday from 1:30.
Oh.
Torquay and Drysdale. Ballerine grand final rematch. Mm-hmm. Torquay unfurling their flag. So just a little special on krockfootball.live. Make sure you plug that into your phone or your smart device now.
You're listening to Tim and Jess for the drive home here on K-Rock.